The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. Come on, girl. We're going to elevate your mind. Oh, my gosh. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me and Kip Watson. So how's everybody doing?
Awesome.
Yeah. Good.
I want you to rock the house today on the music, Diamond. I want you to really rock it.
Putting the pressure on.
No, you know what? You know what that's I don't want to say that dumb song. It's a beautiful song. Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. I keep listening to that on my when I'm driving and he hits that high note where he talks about soothing my take your gypsy soul, and I don't know, it's very sexual, but it's so good.
It's definitely so good. In my top 10 of all-time favorite songs.
Is it?
Yes, I love
it. Well, you know, and I guess I'd heard it before when I was younger. You know, Van Morrison is just a little before my time, but he's such an amazing artist. And so, I don't know, when I just kind of fell upon it one night when I was dancing, and I was like, oh my God, this song is killing me. And so I kept playing it. And then I got Aviana playing it. She got turned on by it. And it's just such a beauty. We'll have to play it on the break when he hits that high note in the first time about, oh, do you have it there?
Not yet, but I can get it.
You'll get it. But yeah, speaking about gypsy soul, so we're going to be talking about relationships today.
Yes.
And I feel like I have a gypsy soul. Maybe that's why I relate to that song so much. But the most healthy long-term relationships are based on one thing. You've got that one thing. You can play that song too. But I love that song.
No, this is a critical thing, and you can't tell it by someone's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or their Tinder thingy.
But we're
profile.
Not telling you what it is because we're going to tease you to keep you engaged. We might even wait till the third quarter to tell you.
Well, that might be hard to do.
A little too long. Maybe at the half. Anyway, so Lexi, you're over there looking.
Hey.
I don't know what you're looking.
She's bohemian.
She was over there bohemian, biting her nail. Like, what's up? What's on your mind?
I don't feel very good today.
You don't?
Not going to lie. My throat's kind of sore.
Everybody's getting sick.
I just sound manly right now.
Yeah, you do sound a little manly.
I mean, what can I say? You know, you gotta own it.
You gotta own it. Well, I don't know. Hopefully that's as far as it goes.
I know. I just kind of woke up and I just didn't feel very good. So I just threw a hat on. My hair is gross and... You know, here I am, though.
Well, there you go.
I'm still in a good mood.
You're showing up for the game.
Yeah. Hey, so last week when I was here, we played this game, and you said we were going to do that.
Huga.
Oh, Huga. Yeah, we've been playing
Huga it. Chaka. Huga Chaka.
It's Huga, but it's spelled Hygge. It's H-Y-G-G-E, and it's pronounced Huga, and it is a Scandinavian game about cozy conversation in pleasant company.
Well, I think we have that environment and our culture. That's the kind of culture we're trying to establish here.
Well, maybe we'll throw one of these out. I wasn't going to. Oh, here's a good one. This is perfect for what we're talking about. I know you especially, Kip, will be irritated by this.
Well, that's not very cozy.
Okay, so do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
I know people where that has happened, but in general, no. And that would certainly contradict what we're going to be talking about this hour.
Absolutely.
Right? I think more of a lust or a chemistry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not really love.
Yeah. Well, it can grow into love.
Sure.
And you can grow into friends first. And then I think that's the best for me anyway. I think that you got to have the attraction there, though. Like he has to enter the room and like turn your head.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've known too many examples where the instant they meet, they're like, I'm going to marry that person.
Right. And I'm not talking about looks necessarily. I'm talking about a guy that maybe is just cool and confident. I mean, it's not just about the looks.
There is a swagger or a confidence
there you go,
that someone
a swagger.
Walks with.
Now we're talking.
And how they carry themselves, right? But Yeah, I don't know.
You got to watch out for those swaggerers, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, you don't know if that's sustainable. Yeah.
There was a guy, was it you that talked about ghosting? Was it us that we were talking
about? Robin,
yeah,
it was Robin, I think.
It was Robin. Well, anyways, I talked about that guy I went on a date with in college, but he was like the guy everyone, like when he showed up, everyone was like, oh, he's here. Like he was cute. He had fun.
The alpha male.
Yeah. And so when he asked me out, I was like, oh my gosh, this is
huge. He had a clump following.
Yeah. And I went on a date with him and I got to say, I mean, it just didn't, there was really nothing wild there. So yeah. You can't always go off of that.
Gosh, I have a great story, but I can't say the name. I have a friend who went on a date with one of the biggest football stars ever. Okay, uh-huh. If I said his name, I can't say it. A former Dallas Cowboy, I will say that, but super hot. I mean, like super hot, but there was nothing, like no attraction between the two of them when they went on a date.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
so I think that can happen too.
Yeah, it can happen too.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can have a really awesome, extroverted, sanguine personality, but then trying to sustain a depth on a one-on-one conversation. Man, if you can, this isn't what we're going to talk about, but if you find someone where you can have that depth of a one-on-one connection conversation, man, hold on to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that person.
That's true. The conversation after the loving is gone, right? Whatever that song is. I still love you. What is it?
Cultivates loving.
After the loving, yeah. My parents used to dance to that.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah. After the loving. What's the word for
the song? I cannot believe I even recalled that name.
No, I remember my parents dancing to it, like in the 70s.
What kind of name is that?
It seriously is his name.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yes, that's his name.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Where's he from?
He's from Humperdinck.
Vegas?
Is he a one-hit wonder?
No. He was really big in the
70s. That's quite the name. Yeah. That's a powerhouse name right there.
Isn't it?
Engelbert Humperdinck. That's rough.
You want that on the billboard.
What are the words to the song, though? After the lovin', I'm still in love with you. And I think my parents talked a lot. I mean, they chatted it up almost every night. I'm serious. They had such a connection.
That's why they had more loving.
Well, you know what? They had a lot of sex. I will say that. But you know, they did. But my parents, what you talk about love at first sight. You know, my father saw my mother selling subscriptions in the post office. While she was a registered nurse. She'd graduated from nursing school and had just moved from California, born and raised in Ohio. But they met in New York, okay, at the post office. My father, so here you go, saw her walk in and was like instantly smitten with her.
Yeah.
Went up and asked her on a date. She went on the date. She went on a second date. On the second date, my father asked her to marry him.
Nice.
And my mother thought he was crazy, and she told him no, and she was afraid to even see him again. But they continued being friends, and they were married 50-plus years.
Well, so, I mean, my grandfather, when my grandmother walked, they were, I think it was math class, and she walked into math class with a yellow polka dot dress on, and he, same thing, totally smitten, I'm going to marry that girl. And they ended up eloping.
Wow.
Well, which was kind of unheard of back then.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, all those little beautiful little love stories that you don't hear so much anymore because people are on Tinder and they're all hooked up on social media. And they don't need that. It's all about sex.
We are going to break that culture today.
Really? Okay.
We are going to talk about what it takes to have a long-term relationship that is successful.
Well, man, this is going to be a good one. I'm going to have to bite my tongue a lot here. I think. Maybe not. We'll see.
Maybe not. Yeah.
I've had some good love and some bad love.
I think everybody has.
Yeah, I think everybody has.
Everybody
have
has.
You, Diamond? Have you?
I've had both, yeah.
You have? Lexi?
Yeah, for sure.
I know. Aviana, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially recently. All right. Well, it's going to be a really great show. So, everyone, you know what? You're listening to One Life Radio. Stay tuned. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. We'll be right back.
So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. Now I want to hear the whole thing, a diamond. Okay, so you're going to have to bring it back in when it gets to the point where he gets, oh my gosh, I don't even have the words to describe.
You're getting verklempt.
Because he hits such a high note at the same, it's so sexual, I just can't even tell you. Like, for me anyway.
He climaxes.
I don't know, I'm sure that's why you like it, Diamond, and Aviana, right?
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have to let it roll till we hear it. We're just gonna talk.
Wait for it.
You gotta wait for it.
I hope it's soon. Coming. I have about 40 more seconds.
It's coming.
Is it coming?
Yeah.
This song does something to me.
Okay. For everybody listening out there, here we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the foghorn blows. Look at you guys. You're like foaming at the
here
mouth.
Here it is. Here it is. Okay, you ready?
It better be worth it.
Oh,
really?
Oh my God!
That was it. No.
Is it just me?
Yeah, I think it's him.
No,
are
it's a killer.
Are you serious? That did not get you?
No.
Something's wrong with you, Kip.
No.
I'm just telling you.
I want to sing my lungs out.
I know, right? So, Diamond, you said it was on. Did you just roll your eyes? I'm going to come over there and poke you.
I know.
I think Ed Sheeran kind of does that too. Sometimes
I love
you can
Ed
just
Sheeran.
Feel
wow.
the like the oh my soul gosh. Coming out of his.
Okay, John.
I feel
Mayer.
Like I just
John
had sex.
Mayer.
I'm not kidding
like,
you. I'm in ecstasy.
Wow.
Wow.
It's intense. I'm Maybe serious. Not that far for me.
I think we need to leave her alone.
Let her cool down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Hot in here.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's cold outside, but it's warm in here.
Yeah.
And we've got Kip Watson in studio with us today. I'm sorry about all the tomfoolery. Actually, it feels quite good, though. It feels fabulous.
It's part of the season.
It is part of the season. And so Kip Watson, she's a regular on the show. Love this woman. She is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional with 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She's a certified high-performance coach and a former professional professional athlete, mom of two teenagers. You can find her on Twitter at KipFit. That's at KipFit. Love this woman, like I said. Oh, always love. And we got the whole show to ourselves.
This is going to be so good. So it's already gotten juicy.
I'm a little nervous, though, because I don't like to talk about my relationships.
And you don't have to talk about
yours. Anyone that listens to the show regularly knows that I kind of always try to skate around it, because I've had some really bad ones and I've had some really good ones.
All right. Well, like everybody else.
Right. Yeah, but mine were like, I don't know. I'm not going to go there, but let's start with what we're talking about. So most healthy long-term relationships are based on one thing. Mm-hmm. This one thing is not something we can tell from a dating profile or their Facebook page. So, Let's just go right into it.
Okay. What is it? Okay. So this one trait, which I think a lot of us may take for granted, and it's going to take a little bit of explanation, but here's the term: relational self-awareness.
Okay.
Relational self-awareness.
And people are going, what the heck is that?
Right.
Really? Because I'm the one that saw this article and I thought, wow, that's, of course, captured my interest. Who doesn't want to know the secret of a healthy long-term relationship? And the one thing that really matters, I think everyone out there listening does.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let me break it down so that you understand it. So let me define it and then we'll give you some examples of how you can tell.
Yeah.
Right? How do you tell this in yourself, but also how do you tell that in someone you're dating or potentially may date or even maybe even married to? So if you have relational self-awareness, then you're able to talk about your relationship experiences and how those relationships shaped you or programmed you. I think probably the most common thing we think of is whether to trust somebody or not.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to go to the article here because it's, you know, Alexandria Solomon, who wrote this, I want to be sure she gets the credit. She said, I think you'll agree with what I say. It is really hard to figure out whether someone you're interested in is a good fit for a long-term relationship. Of course, trust has to be number one on that list.
Right. So how they speak about past relationships is important, right? Understanding and defining feelings, right? If you can't identify and define your feelings, whether that's being overwhelmed or sad or hurt or joyful, happy, respected, you know, whatever the feeling is, being able to understand it, being able to identify it, and being able to constructively communicate it is key. That's being very relationally self-aware. How someone speaks about or how you speak about, think about past relationships and what contributed or contaminated the problems in the relationship, how you speak about that says a lot about your own self-awareness.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then being able to I think one key to being really self-aware is to understand your normal reaction to any kind of feedback or criticism or when things go wrong in your life, whether it's a challenge you face or whether maybe it's good type of stress, like a job change that you like. Any kind of stress or challenge or feedback or criticism, how you handle that, you got to be really self-aware and relationally self-aware to know whether that person is worthy of a long-term relationship or not.
Well, because that person, if they do have this, as we call it, you know, relational self-awareness, they've gone through the process of trying to figure out why they cared enough about themselves, the universe, that other person, for whatever reason, to figure out why the relationship failed, what happened. It's a deeper understanding of life. It's a deeper understanding of yourself.
Yeah. And I often...
And ownership. Sorry for the interruption.
No, ownership is a big key. And a lot of people don't like it. Clients that I've seen don't like it when I suggest this. But if you've been in a long-term relationship, and long-term, I really mean like at least a year, maybe even more than a year, and it ends up, you know, breaking apart or divorce or something like that, I tell my clients, then you need to wait a year, a whole year, before you get into another relationship. You got to do some work.
Absolutely. And I think
yourself.
You should be friends first, because I have to tell you, you know, I gave this advice to someone not yesterday morning, but the morning before, talking about, divorce. And I said, you know what? Divorce is very serious, and especially when you have children.
Absolutely.
And I would encourage you to remember why you fell in love with him.
Yes.
In the first place.
That's very good. Right.
And then
there was one point where you said, I do, right?
Well, right. And then, but I also think that you have to know that person really well, because I know, with one long-term relationship that I had, the sex came too fast. The sex came too fast.
Yeah.
And that person was a horrible person to be in my life. We were not a good match at all. But I think that the sexual, part of it overrode the...
It blinds the depth, people
it blind,
to...
It blinded, yeah. Yes. It was totally blinding.
Well, and I think as a society as a whole, we have absolutely lost the sacredness of the sexual aspect to any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hookup. It is. We have demeaned the actual just beautiful... I mean, I use that word. It is a sacred thing between two people.
Well, yeah, but when you're really young and you know, you come across someone who's like more experienced or a huge player, you don't even know. I mean, it can happen so quick before you even know what's happening.
Well, and see that right there, I'm so, so glad you said that. You're not relationally self-aware to wait.
Well, at 20 years old, I wasn't. We're not talking about now. I'm talking
about
when I was...
But even at 20... You can be relationally self-aware. I wasn't at 20 either.
I wasn't at all. I was dipstick. About men.
Well,
no pun intended.
You're owning it, right? Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. But I think that goes to parents. Please pay attention to this, too. You need to be developing and raising young people that are very relationally self-aware,
mm-hmm,
of how they're influencing, and also that moral value system of right and wrong, and engaging in a sexual relationship with somebody before you've even decided if they're
right.
worthy of a long-term relationship.
Right. Well, so for the people out there, I can hear them. They're saying, so what are some examples of this? So according to Solomon, it is the ability to take a curious stance, vis-a-vis yourself. Okay. So,
yeah.
And if you have relational self-awareness, then you're able to talk about relationship experiences, like you said, Kip, and how they shape their relationships today.
Right.
Understand and define their feelings. Would you like
right.
to elaborate on that, or elaborate? Either one.
Elaborate.
Well, elaborate.
It's a given. And it's a given that anyone that you are in a committed or long-term relationship, you are going to experience a feeling of hurt with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And it amazes me, even, you know, middle-aged adults that get so upset when their partner hurts them or they feel hurt in the relationship. I'm like, well, what did you expect it to be hurt-free? That's unrealistic.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Right?
If I knew then what I know now, oh, boy. Because something just popped into my head about something. I can't even say it. It's so gross. But it's just like really, really bad behavior. But I took it personal at the time. Okay? I took it personal. It wasn't me that there was nothing wrong with me for mm-hmm. to make someone behave like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their they have to own that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone behaves really badly or is trying to manipulate you or control you or coerce you. I mean, it's just, I don't
well,
know.
Well, your gut will tell you a feeling, right? If you're uncomfortable, if you're afraid, if you're anxious, if you're hurt, if you're sad, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, irritable, disrespected, you got to be able to identify what that feeling is. And then you've got to be able to sit down face to face, calmly talk to the person you're in a relationship with,
mm-hmm.
and talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? So that person may not even be aware that they stepped on your foot, so to
mm-hmm.
speak, right? They did by accident. And you feel hurt,
right.
and you got to talk about it.
Well, you have to communicate. And that's one of the things in here, too. It says that listen to feedback. A person who has relational self-awareness can listen to feedback about themselves without running away or reacting overly defensive.
Right.
That's maturity.
Absolutely.
Emotional maturity.
It is emotional maturity, spiritual maturity, mental maturity, to be able to have a calm, confident conversation with your partner to talk about. It's not, you're not denying or glossing over the fact that you feel hurt. But you're able to tell them, well, here's what you did or what you said where I felt hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure out, right, okay, wow, okay, so going forward, now I know, right? Or if it really is an issue, you've got to work through some conflict, you're able to do that in a healthy manner.
I love it. And we've got lots more coming up. I can't wait.
Love this show.
And
love this
topic. I do too. I when I saw the article, I was like, wow, this is a good one. We're also going to talk about 12 tips for a happy, loving, long-lasting relationship and weave it all together. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
'Cause you've got that one thing.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Kip Watson. She is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She has 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She is a certified high-performance coach, a former professional athlete, mom of 2 teenagers. And I want to let everyone know that they can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to listen from our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Sun Warrior, Paleo Magazine, Squatty Potty, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, girl, you ready to talk about relationships? All right. So, you know, right before the break, how did we end it? I'm trying to remember how we ended it. I guess it doesn't matter.
We were talking about feelings.
Feelings, yeah. And so the topic is, the most, if you're just now joining us, Most healthy long-term relationships are based on one thing. That one thing is relational self-awareness. So let me ask you this. What about education, physical, you know, activeness, religious beliefs? Don't those things all matter?
Well, I think a lot of people think that, right? That choosing someone, I need to consider those things, which obviously if they're important to you, right, that someone's educated versus not or has a degree versus not.
Doesn't matter to me.
Obviously we recognize a physical chemistry or physical attractiveness has got to be there. But they pale in comparison to this relational self-awareness. Mm-hmm. So choosing someone that's going to be by your side, in essence, when challenges arise, when trouble happens, when things happen outside of your control, either one of your control, are they going to ride that wave with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you think that this is an age thing that most young people are I say that, but I'm, and at the same time, just popped into my head, millennials are so much more sophisticated than I think I was in my early 20s, for sure. The things that they know, and I don't know if it's because of, you know, the internet, well, social media or all that, but they seem like they've got it figured out pretty darn well.
I think they can navigate what our global society better than our generation because it's available.
Right.
It wasn't available to us, so to speak, as easily as it is now. But
I also think there's a lot of lazier people.
That's for sure.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Entitlement is often a word we throw out there.
Well,
too.
Look at the way people spend their time. I feel like
it's in front of an object instead of face to face. And that's where I was going.
Well, and you can spend your time, you know, anywhere, I'm just thinking as I'm going to, I guess, give my political opinion here. Not that I want to go in that direction, but you can be lazy all you want as long as you don't expect someone else to take care of your bills for you. I'm serious, you know, be lazy. You can go off into a mountain and, you know, pick daisies all day long, but don't come back
land.
And when you're, you know, when you're 40 and say, hey, I screwed around for 15 years and now I need some help. No. Go back up to the mountain. Whatever.
Well, I think what the younger generation is missing, though, is being able to have those face-to-face conversations.
Right.
Being able to have sustainability that is relational and not based on having a digital object in their hands in order to be relational.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's a relationship, but it's really not.
Well, how can you tell someone's relational awareness? What should you look for? And are there like some questions you could ask?
Yeah, I think...
Being, you know... Weird.
Too obvious? No.
Yeah.
I always tell people, as soon as you start dating somebody and you think, this could be, right? You really got to watch what I call the stimulus response process.
Stimulus response
right.
process.
Right. So you want to be...
That sounds sexual.
I know it does. And there's a part of that that's true, but I think you're going to put yourself in different situations to find out how they do respond, right? So some examples are if you're out for dinner and say something's wrong with the order, right? They mess it up in some way.
Oh, this is a big one.
How is that person's response to it?
I could never be with anyone that treats someone badly.
Yeah.
Never, not in a million years. I would end the dinner. If it was me and he was rude to a waiter or a waitress, you know, or just a wait, they don't say waiter and waitress anymore, but a waiter, I would get up and say, you know what? I won't waste another minute of your time because we're done here.
Well,
I would never put up with that.
It's a sign, right? It's a sign of often what we call in stimulus response psychology, a fight response, right? If they immediately get angry and make demands, yeah, you might want to rethink that relationship.
Well, they're entitled.
But it's how
they
do it.
And they're insecure. Anybody that would act that way is entitled and insecure.
Well, or if you have someone who just, you know, they kind of get walked over or they avoid, you know, it is. Something's wrong. You don't necessarily need to avoid it and not have that confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to see and hopefully what you see is a sense of staying calm, staying cool, staying confident. And they constructively say, hey, you know, something's wrong. Could you get it back and fix it? Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, so how they respond to even those little situations says a lot about their character and if they're worthy of long term.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be there when something big happens?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's being able to see if someone can regulate their emotions appropriately.
Right.
With something small is a good indication of what they'll be like when something big happens.
Right. And I've waited many tables, so I'm just going to say that same person is the same person that is so difficult to get an order from because they want everything a certain way and they're just too, like,
rigid.
Too ridiculously needy as well.
Well, rigid, needy, you know, if they can't stay calm when something frustrates them or when something annoys them or when something's out of place, right? Or if something disrupts the plan for the day, then it's going to be difficult to have a long-term relational a relationship that's really going to thrive. That's going to be difficult.
Well, according to Dr. Solomon, she also says that view any previous relationship problem as caused by both parties. That's how you can tell if someone has relational self-awareness, I guess, if they're willing to own up to what they did not or did contribute to the relationship.
Right. So the second thing you can do, right, and especially, you know, as we get older, people have relationship experience, mm-hmm. right? So how do they talk about their past romantic relationships? It's someone who doesn't have a lot of self-awareness is going to tell stories about that where there's going to be a lot of blame, a lot of shame, a lot of mm-hmm. negativity, and they see themselves in essence as a victim.
Right.
Okay. That's not very good self-awareness. If they have high relational self-awareness, they're going to speak about it with more balance,
mm-hmm.
right? They're going to speak about how they contributed, how the other person contributed. They may
I
say
agree
things
with
like
that.
They learned a lot from it.
Right.
Here's what I learned.
Right.
And it was painful. But you know, I have changed and I've gotten better because of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people are just very difficult to deal with. I'm thinking of, you know, like, you know, fathers of your children, stuff like that, that maybe continue to aggravate you intentionally, you know, just to try to get a rise out of you. And it's difficult. It's difficult to let it go over and over and over again. And I don't think that that necessarily makes you not relationally self-aware. Am I making sense here? I'm kind of talking around because I don't want to be as direct. But
so
if you've got someone in your life that continues to antagonize
like
you
in
intentionally.
In a divorce situation.
Right, and you can't get rid of them because they're the father of your children.
Right. Well, you and I are both in that situation.
Right.
Right. And I it is very important to me that my kids never hear me speak negatively about their father. Now, he may do things that have happened, you know, where it's just between him and I,
mm-hmm.
right? But that's not necessarily appropriate for them to know. But at least in my presence, I'm supporting their relationship with him. And you know, does that happen perfectly? No, but I think that is a great example. Anytime there's divorce and there's children shared,
right?
You absolutely have to speak well of the other.
Yeah.
And that's can be very, very difficult.
I haven't. I'm going to admit it to everyone listening, you know, I have not. But I also have respected tremendously, always make sure that, you know, my children respect their father and they buy him something for Christmas, Father's Day,
right.
Father's Day, if we're out somewhere. This happened a couple weeks ago. You know, my little one said, hey, can we get some pretzels for Dad? Dad likes pretzels. I'm like, sure, honey, put them in the cart.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm getting at is sometimes you can have a person in your life that enjoys aggravating you. And it's really difficult to navigate through that. That doesn't mean that you don't have relational self-awareness. If someone is being attacking you or being brutal to you verbally, emotionally, whatever, you have a right to defend yourself.
Yes, and I think that's being relationally self-aware, and the key is to be constructive in how you respond to that. Sometimes the best medicine is just to ignore it.
Absolutely.
There's great power in
Absolutely.
Ignoring that kind
well,
of
Well, and
thing.
You know, I think, you know, some people just, bad attention's better than no attention, you know?
Well, you don't have to be right in this situation to make it the best for your
Absolutely.
Kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, we've got lots more coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Anywhere I please. Oh, I
call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
You don't have to be beautiful. We're all dying to sing. All of us are bopping around. Diamond, thank you so much. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Kip Watson. She is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. And we're talking about most healthy long-term relationships are based on one thing, and that is one's relational self-awareness. We talked about it, but let's go to this. And then I want to talk about some tips for happy, long-lasting relationships. And I have some good ones myself. And so number five, what is the bottom line if I want to find someone for a long-term relationship?
Well, I would say the next time you're on a date, you really need to, as you're watching and observing this person, you want to listen for how they speak about their past romantic relationships. Mm-hmm. Are they a victim or are they balanced? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And then you also want to know, you want to watch and observe how they respond to even the smallest little difficulty. Mm-hmm. Because it tells you something about how in tune they are with themselves. Do they just react? Or are they proactive and being calm,
well,
cool,
and some
and
people
confident?
Can. If you're dealing with a narcissist, you're definitely never going to have that in a relationship with someone like that. They're not even capable because they're too selfish.
But it starts with observing them in different situations,
right,
to understand your own programming, mm-hmm, about relationships and to understand how they've been programmed, so to speak.
Okay, so what's the number one red flag if you're dealing with a narcissist, whether it be male or female?
Well, I think...
They look in the mirror too much?
No. No, I think you...
They've got delusions of grandeur, what is it? Illusions of grandeur.
Well, a true narcissist is only about 10% of the population. Mm-hmm. We throw that term around a lot.
I know we loosely, do throw it around a lot, but I think there's more narcissists now than ever with all these selfie, social media.
It's created nuts more running of around. That phenomenon, for sure.
And women are worse than men, way worse. And I don't understand that. It's like, come on, girls. You got better stuff to do.
Well, I think you it's again, it goes back to what are they like in these different situations, whether it's like the waiter example,
right?
Whether someone cuts them off on the highway, whether it's something, you know, bigger than that,
right?
Right.
But narcissism is very serious because you can never change. Well, you can never change anyone. That would be one of my top tips is don't think you're going to change someone. You know, maybe they'll grow and they'll change a little bit, but you can't ever really change the core of a person.
Well, you just bring up something that I have learned from my last romantic relationship is that I definitely need to be with someone who is interested in personal development, who is interested in growth and learning, right? I can't be with someone who does not like to read or wants to engage to improve themselves.
Well, you're too intellectual to be sitting around a table or in a bedroom with a guy that doesn't...
Somebody may take that... Well, like, I believe, you know, he took that more like you're trying to change me. I'm like, well, no. I am very into personal growth and development, and I'm assuming, right, that you want to make our relationship better, that you as an individual want to grow and be better. Mm-hmm. It's not about changing you.
Right.
It's about this journey of life where you're on a constant path towards improvement. So if you don't want to improve as a human being, then yeah, you're not going to work with me.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
But you got to know what those kind of issues and qualities that you want, right? And that's being relationally self-aware so you find someone or attract someone of that same type of thing.
Yeah. Well, you talked about lazy earlier, Alexi. I could never be with someone lazy. Not in a million years.
Oh, that would be hard.
Such a turnoff to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone who's lazy, like, ugh, is right.
Someone needs... Well, that's the quality of having self-discipline.
Right.
Right? And are you relationally aware? Can you spot that or not?
Yeah. I can't stand entitlement. Like, that's an entitlement. I just can't even... I don't even understand it. Anyone that thinks someone owes them something. Period.
Well, yeah, you work for it. And
you
I think it is somewhat of a lost art in our society.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the bottom line is, again, if you want to find someone for a long-term relationship, the bottom
line is...
Observe how they react.
Yeah.
Okay.
It tells you a lot about their self-awareness.
So how many dates or how much time would you say it takes?
At least 6 months, if not more. But you got to put yourself in a variety of situations with different people, different things. Don't just do the same thing.
Yeah. I remember Marina Spracky, who used to be on the show. Marina Spracky Spriggs wrote the book. Can't remember the name of it, but it was a dating book about find the love of your life or something like that. And there was a chapter in there where she was somebody she knows, a friend was dating a guy for 6 months and they had a little fender bender and it got pulled over. He bailed because he had warrants for his arrest.
Oh my
god! All these unpaid tickets and stuff, and so
interesting,
you know. But she thought he was the cat's meow for 6 months until that happened, and so you just really never know. You never know. So 12 tips for happy. Let's make this happy. 12 tips for happy, long-lasting relationships. And this is a research-based strategy for a healthy romance. Number one is be intentional.
Yeah,
love it.
You like that? Okay.
So that's being proactive, not reactive like we've been talking
absolutely.
About.
Number two is avoid failing at their mind. And what that means is one of the biggest dangers in close relationships is assuming that the other person is exactly the same as you in their feelings and thoughts and thus failing at their mind. This is something that's so easy to flinch away from, it says, as our emotional self just doesn't want to accept that the person we're close to is actually different from us. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Sometimes and very different.
Well, and that's common. It is common to be, we talked about this before, that attracted to your opposite because they bring something to you that you need, right? Mm-hmm. The key is to be collaborative, right, not combative.
Absolutely. It says use tell culture. It says use tell culture is a communication strategy where you are open and honest with close people in your life about your feelings and thoughts, about what's going on with you, lowering your private barrier and being vulnerable and authentic. Tell them information about yourself that you think they would want to know.
Yeah, even Brené Brown's latest book is about vulnerability, and it's a that goes right back to being relationally self-aware, right? Are you authentic? Are you willing to be vulnerable, right, to see how that person reacts or responds to that?
Well, that's what creates the intimacy.
Yes.
Like extreme intimacy when you're, you know.
Some people are very afraid to do that because of past stuff,
mm-hmm,
right? Past stuff that they've decided, right? Well, I'm not going to be vulnerable because that leads to being hurt. Well, duh, you're going to get hurt, right? But then how do you work through those things is being relationally self-aware.
Mm. So on this list, their number four is remove communication barriers.
Hmm.
So that's for open and honest communication
what?
To work. You need to remove communication barriers, figure out your individual communication preferences, and then compromise on something that works well for both of you.
Well, I think communication barriers, like even in just that example that I gave, when someone decides that they don't want to be vulnerable, that's a communication barrier, mm-hmm, right? You're avoiding intimacy. You're withdrawing. You're shut down.
Right.
There's no way to be in a relationship, much less a long-term relationship, mm-hmm, if you're putting up the wall,
right,
and nobody can penetrate the wall.
Absolutely.
Right? That's not going to work. Not going to work.
I'm 9 years old because I'm laughing when you said penetrate.
Oh, God.
I swear.
Your
I'm so
mind is
today.
In one place, my dear, since the beginning.
It's Van Morrison's fault, Into the Mystic.
Okay, so you're blaming. You're a victim to Van.
No, I'm not a victim. And no, I'm not blaming. Okay, so practice emotional attunement.
Okay.
Pay attention to the tone of the voice, body language, it says, and what is not being said, as well as the content of the words.
Yeah, some experts say, which it might be this high, 90% of communication is nonverbal, mm-hmm, right? It is tone. It's the look on your eye. It's your body language. Is it closed? Is it open? Right? When I have couples and even like, you know, father, son in my office doing communication work, they can't cross their legs. They can't fold their arms. They got to be open to hear, and they're looking at each other eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. Open communication.
You're going to love the
next nonverbal.
One.
Nonverbal. All right.
And that was a very important one. You're going to love this one. Check in on your relationships. I guess that's like your family meeting or your marriage meetings.
Yeah.
That you believe in. This is a magic bullet solution to so many relationship problems. Schedule systematic meetings to talk about the state of your relationship.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Well, but it's
and what
true.
Can be improved? How about you just make out? How about that?
Well, there's always a need for that too. But yes, I think you have to have regular times. And yes, I know that's a formal thing, but I don't know what else to call it, right? So there's the marriage meeting time, the family meeting time, where you are sitting down face to face and having constructive communication.
Okay, so we're going to run out of time here, but I want to get these out. Trust others. That's what we talked about at the very beginning.
Yes.
Trust is, you have no relationship if you don't have trust.
Well, and I think you have to remember, there is not one of us walking this planet that is trustworthy. We are all fallen and prone to make mistakes. You got to be okay trusting an untrustworthy person, which includes yourself. So you want to put your best effort towards being trustworthy, knowing that you're going to make mistakes, but so are they.
Yeah, I agree. Respect boundaries and privacy.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
It is a big one, but
because if you have trust, you don't have to. I mean, I can't.
But I do think if you're married, this is going to open a can of worms right here at the end. I do think you should have a right to each other's phones and computers and stuff
like that. I'll end it with this. If you feel like you have to do that, you're in a bad relationship.
There's a problem, right?
There's a big problem.
That's trust.
Yeah. All right. Love it. Kip Watson, everyone out there, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know that we always enjoy doing it. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.